you believe assault is an act, not an adjective. Your safety is not just on the gun, it is the gun. Freedom is a fundamental human right. Welcome to your show, Two-Way Radio with Bill Carnes. What do you believe? Your safety is your responsibility, not the government's, not anybody else's. Be a citizen, not a subject. Better yet, be a listener, because it's an inalienable right, not a privilege. The 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes is live right now. Call 1-800-313-9443.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's an honor and a privilege to be here with you this morning. Hope you're having a good Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. I was asked through listener email. Again, you can always email me, bill@2aradio.com. That's the number 2, not T-W-O. It's the number 2aradio.com. Of course, 2A for Second Amendment. To comment on a story that's been going on and on about a guy named David Olofsson, who is headed to federal prison. Now, what happened was David Olofsson owned an AR-15, lent this AR-15 to a buddy of his who went out to a range and was shooting this gun, 700 or 800 rounds. Somewhere along the line, as his buddy is shooting this AR-15, it malfunctioned, and it pulled a couple of doubles where it fired 2 rounds. Okay, now, any number of things can cause that to happen, especially with a dirty AR-15. Trust me, I have rebuilt countless AR-15s and M-16s, taking the things apart, putting stuff back in there, getting them cleaned up. You won't believe where some of this carbon and junk goes to, especially if the thing's over-lubed and then all this black carbon gets on there. It can be trouble to where the bolt won't actually go back to the locking position. It'll go back far enough to extract a casing but not lock back. And it will go forward and fire another couple of rounds, 1, 2, however many, until it gets enough pressure to go in the back. It's happened on many guns. I mean, when I used to run full-auto courses, it happened with Uzi submachine guns all the time with underpowered ammo. Enough to fire the round and send the bolt back, but not far enough to lock it back from an open bolt position. So anyhow, this friend of David Olofsson's had David's gun and fired a few rounds, and they burst it. You got what's called pulling a double or a triple, where an extra round or two came out of the gun. So he stopped, and he realized there's something wrong with his gun. Well, someone there said something to somebody else. It ended up getting to ATF. They went to David Olofsson's house and arrested him for illegal transfer of a machine gun. Okay? They actually said, let me see here. Olofsson's case had set a precedent that could make any of the millions of Americans that own semi-automatic firearms suddenly the owner of an unregistered machine gun at the moment the gun malfunctioned. So they had him for an unregistered machine gun. Even though the gun was not designed to fire full auto, it malfunctioned that way. He just reported for a 30-month sentence. Okay? Here's a quote. It didn't matter the rifle in question had not been intentionally modified for select fire or that it did not have an M16 bolt carrier, that it did not show any signs of machining nor drilling, or that the model had ever been recalled a few years back. Okay, this is a commentary in a gun magazine. So it didn't matter that none of this went down. ATF prosecuted the guy, and some jackass judge did not listen to reason, and he was convicted. He's going to serve 30 months. Of course, he is in the process of appealing this. All right? Hopefully, he'll win on this appeal, because that only makes sense. For the ATF to go out of their way and say, you know, look, we understand stuff like this happens. I can only hope that an ATF agent with their own personal gun has something like this happen, and they get prosecuted. Wouldn't that be great? More when we return.
Your right to listen and take action shall not be infringed. 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes is back. 1-800-313-9443.
Welcome back, folks. I'm going to play for you a little tidbit. It's about 6.5 minutes, called The Second American Revolution. It actually comes with a video if you want to go to YouTube and search Second American Revolution. Here's the audio file. Enjoy.
What would have happened in 1789 or 1942 or 9/11 if a top government official stepped in front of the people and publicly proclaimed America was a nation of cowards? He would have been run out of the country on a rail, packaged in tar and feathered, at least. But that's what happened in 2009, and you did nothing. Have you become a nation of cowards, America? In the greatest show of arrogance and disdain any Congress ever showed any citizenry, your dysfunctionally elite, self-interested, none-representing representatives passed the largest spending bill in history without reading it, and you did nothing. You want them to obey your constitutional mandate and secure your borders, and they ignore you. You ask them to enforce your immigration laws, and they ignore you. You say stop the madness of handing $300 billion of a bankrupted treasury to illegal alien welfare, rewarding them for making a mockery of your laws, and they ignore you. And now an open defiance of the overwhelming will of the people are preparing more amnesty programs. You say stop exporting my nation's vital industries to foreign shores, and they ignore you. You say no to using your money to bail out failed, corrupt, and greedy businesses, and they ignore you. You say implement the E-Verify system so American jobs go to American workers, and they ignore you. If your self-serving Congress were a business, they'd all be in jail now. The biggest traitors among you hold elective office. Only when they feel the almighty wrath of we the people marching in the streets from California to New York shouting we're mad as hell and we want our country back will they get the message they work for you. Wake up, America. While you were playing with the toys of your consumer wealth, you lost much more than your bloated economy of living beyond your means. You lost your representative democracy. Your servants have become your masters. Taxation without representation is tyranny. But still you look to government to solve problems they created in the first place. You're sucking at the hind tit of a dead cow. Why isn't there a 3 million person We the People march on Washington? A nationwide taxpayers' revolt. Thousands of cars and trucks surrounding your nation's capital, bringing your failed government to a standstill. Democracy doesn't repress power. It unleashes it to we the people. Take it now. They dictated an economic salvation plan to you. Now it's time to stick it to them with a We the People stimulus package. Require all laws that apply to the rest of the country to equally apply to Congress. Start by first removing the elite privileges that place your non-representing representatives above you, not with you. Require all laws that apply to the rest of the country to equally apply to Congress. Repeal Congress's right to vote for their own raises. Balance the federal budget. Force your legislators to do what you now have to do. Live within your means. If you don't, you're committing national suicide. Make Congress pay into the Social Security system. They make laws for it. Now they might be interested in thinking twice before they allow 20 million illegal aliens to reap the benefits of a retirement program the legal citizens paid into all their lives. Long-term power corrupts. Limit Congress from serving more than 2 terms. That's all you give your president. Let them search for their own 401k plan instead of the gross unfairness of awarding them their full salary for the rest of their lives after only serving 1 term. Stop paying for lawmakers' insurance premiums. After all, they're only part-time employees. They might pass some laws on the insurance companies if they had to find one themselves. Throw out of office every congressman and woman who didn't bother to read the biggest spending bill in history before voting for it. With the money you save from all of the above, put it into increased salary and benefits for the men and women of the armed forces. They never fail you. Start no war unless you intend to win it. Make English the official language of America. You talk of United We Stand, but do nothing to make it happen. Give every legal immigrant a chance to succeed. Not 1 cent of taxpayer money for illegal aliens. We are a nation of laws and do not reward lawbreakers. Abolish the Electoral College and put the election of the president back in the hands of we the people. Bring back universal service. 2 years in the military or 2 years in community involvement. Ensure your future. Rekindle the spirit of America. Service, honor, and duty to country. Give your young people a chance to understand they are entitled to nothing they don't earn. Wake up, America. You've allowed yourselves to become little more than cowering spectators, watching the nation your grandparents built, the richest, most powerful, most self-sufficient republic in history, with the highest standard of living any nation ever achieved, now in the middle of the greatest unprecedented decline in modern history. The world's only superpower can't defend its borders, balance its budget, win its wars, manufacture its own products, or protect its own currency. Your total government debt obligation in the next several years is approaching the gross domestic product of the entire world. You've diminished the future of your children, grandchildren, and 10 more generations of Americans. On September 11, 2001, 300 million Americans put aside what divided them and rallied around what united them. You proudly flew your flags, wore T-shirts that said, "These colors don't run." Then your leadership told you to do nothing. Let your professional army do the fighting. Perhaps you learned to do nothing too well. 233 years ago, the silent majority in Boston got fed up with taxation without representation and held a little tea party to prove the anger of "We the People" is on the march. It started the first American Revolution. Now it's time to start the second American Revolution. Take an envelope, put a tea bag inside. Simple. Seal it and send it to your non-representing representatives in Congress. They'll get the idea. We're mad as hell and we want our country back. Look in your mirror. There's your leader. Phone your talk radio host. Call for a tax protest. Set your internet communities on fire with the idea. But if you decide to do nothing again, then buy a gun. You'll need it. My name is Thomas Paine. Don't give up hope, America. Your country needs a new greatest generation. Answer the call. Get into the fight. It's a good time to be a patriot. The second American Revolution has just begun.
Now, if that doesn't get you excited, folks, I am sorry to say probably nothing will. I've got to tell you, I have not been happy with the representation, or as he puts it, the non-representation, for decades. It's horrible. For people in office up on Capitol Hill to be completely self-serving in their own self-interest, in the interest of those who put them in power, put them in their elected position, and to ignore us and what's good for the people, what's good for the country, for decades on end, has brought us to the situation that we're in this country now. I want to read this to you. I've read this a few times. I'll continue to read it until it soaks in. The full meaning of citizen authority over officials in every generation must not be repealed, but revealed to the American people, the true sovereign in America. It was declared that we are the sovereign in America and that our sovereignty be backed by lethal force always. It was declared that we have the monopoly on force, from handing just powers of government bodies to citizen oversight of police and military to citizen arrest. The people delegate what we wish, but reserve all authority ourselves. The Second Amendment was written to be impervious to due process such as political sway or majority short of another amendment, and the truth of this is given testimony by the very bold act of moving for its repeal. There happens to be a way that you can actually come about with this, and that is by going to secondamendmentmarch.com. In 1 year, April 2010, the exact date has not yet been set. It's going to be the Second Amendment March on Washington, D.C., and as well as other different cities throughout the country. That's where we as Second Amendment advocates can march together in unity and let everyone know in any sort of legislative area or executive area or judicial area, we will not stand for our rights being diminished. There is a radio talk show host by the name of Milt Rosenberg, who is about as anti-gun as can possibly be. He's going to be holding an anti-gun debate to repeal the Second Amendment to our Constitution on WGN Radio. Can you imagine trying to repeal the Second Amendment? As I can read to you again, this last sentence, the Second Amendment was written to be impervious to due process such as political sway or majority short of another amendment, and the truth of this is given testimony by the very bold act of moving for its repeal. And here's this jackass going to get on the radio and try to sway opinion to repeal the Second Amendment. Now, when the guns were taken away in Germany in the late 1930s, what happened? It was called the Holocaust, and millions were slaughtered at the hands of Adolf Hitler and his henchmen. Why? Because they had no means to defend themselves. Our founding fathers knew that this sort of thing had happened previously in history and would continue to happen unless in this great nation we put a provision to keep the citizenry armed to stop a tyrannical government, to stop tyranny in its tracks. The citizens could rise up and defend the Constitution against tyranny. We will lose that right if we allow laws to be passed to take away our rights to guns. And they are chiseled away little by little. Look at the state of California, look at Illinois, chiseling away at the type of guns or the ammunition or the way you can hunt. It's all gun control. It's not about guns. It's about control. Don't ever forget that. More when we return.
Responsible people have no business owning a gun or listening to this show. Two-Way Radio with Bill Carnes, 1-800-313-9443.
Welcome back from the break, folks. Now, I have an audio file I want to play for you. It's a little old. It's from, mid-90s, where a woman who was the victim of a mass shooting in Texas many years ago testified in front of the United States Senate, in front of one of their panels. And in front, one of the senators there was Charles Schumer of New York, huge anti-gunner. So listen to this.
Not here representing the NRA. I'm not even a member. Okay. Secondly, I'd like to say that in your opening statements, you commented specifically on my testimony, saying that basically it had nothing to do with this issue. And I had to chuckle because then I noticed you had Mr. Brady up here who was hit. Not with an assault weapon, but with a .22 caliber revolver. So getting beyond that, a couple of years ago, my parents and I went to a cafeteria in Texas on a bright sunny day. We weren't in a dark alley where we weren't supposed to be. And as you all know the story, this madman drove his truck through the window. And he began shooting. Well, immediately, my father and I got down on the floor and put the table up in front of us. And this guy kept shooting. And you're thinking, but, you know, what could it be? Is it a robbery? That's the first thing that generally comes to mind. And he keeps shooting. It took me a good 45 seconds to realize that this man wasn't there to commit a robbery. He wasn't there for a hit. He was there to simply shoot as many people as he possibly could. I can tell you that I'm not mad at the guy that did this. If he continued, it was obvious that he was a madman. My father, at that point, said, I've got to do something. I've got to do something. He's going to kill everybody in here. And he rushed the man. No way. Guy turned, shot him in the chest. He went down, was obviously mortally wounded. For whatever reason, that made the man change directions and go off to my left. Shortly thereafter, someone at the back of the restaurant broke out a window. When I saw what looked like an opportunity to escape, I turned around and I grabbed my mother by the shirt and I said, come on, we've got to run, we've got to get out of here. And then my feet grew wings and I was out the back window. As soon as I got out, I realized that my mother had not followed me out. And as I learned from the police officers, she had crawled over to where my father was and cradled him until the guy got back around to her. Put the gun to her head. She looked up at him, put her head down, and he pulled the trigger. My parents had just had their 47th wedding anniversary. She wasn't going anywhere. as I mentioned, I'm not really mad at the guy that did this. And I'm certainly not mad at the guns that did this. They didn't walk in there by themselves and pull their own triggers. The guy that did it was a lunatic. That's like being mad at a rabid dog. I'm mad at my legislators for legislating me out of the right to protect myself and my family. I would much rather be sitting in jail with a felony offense on my head and have my parents alive. As far as these so-called assault weapons, you say that they don't have any defense use. You tell that to the guy that I saw on a videotape of the L.A. riots, standing up on his rooftop, protecting his property and his life from an entire mob with one of these so-called assault weapons. Tell me that he didn't have a legitimate self-defense use. Just one final statement. I've been sitting here getting more and more fed up with all of this talk about these pieces of machinery having no legitimate sporting purpose, no legitimate hunting purpose. People, that is not the point of the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is not about duck hunting. And I know I'm not going to make very many friends saying this, but it's about our right, all of our rights, to be able to protect ourselves from all of you guys up there.
And when she said that, she pointed to all the senators sitting up in their little raised, lofty stand, pointing to them. Now, this is a woman who watched her father murdered and experienced the story right behind her when her mother was murdered by the same crazed maniac. How do you stop these people who are hell-bent on doing this sort of thing? You shoot them. You shoot them until they stop. That's what the Second Amendment is about. That's what carrying guns and the mode of self-protection is all about. It's not an assault rifle in that case, folks. It'd be a counter-assault rifle. This bad guy's launching an assault. I'm going to counter it with my rifle, and I'm going to stop this homicidal madman. You know what absolutely just drives me nuts is when anti-gun people would like to lump me and you in the same group as some homicidal maniac who's out there on a murderous rampage. That drives me nuts. I'll tell you another thing that drives me a little bit nuts would be if I were having a drink and someone looked at me as though I were a drunk driver and about to kill their family. Unreal. So imagine you've got someone who's an anti-gunner, and this anti-gunner is looking, is over at the side of the bar, looking a beer in the face. And you tell them, I cannot believe it. You're an absolute drunk. You're going to drive drunk. You're going to kill my family. You should be locked up. Could you imagine? No. More when we return. Thanks, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Rule one, assume it's loaded. Rule two, don't point it at anything you're not willing to destroy. Rule three, listen to the 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes, 1-800-313-9443.
We're going to get to a few things that are going on around the states. I've had this information in my hand for about a week, but so many other things have been coming up on the show. So here we go. Kind of a state roundup of sorts. This information comes to us from the National Rifle Association. Let's see here. Arizona, BLM travel management plans will eliminate or restrict motorized game retrieval. That means that if you shoot game and you want to get it back out of there, you're not going to be able to use a motorized vehicle. You're going to have to hump it out by yourself. The BLM is taking public comments on this plan until Friday, May 8th. For more information on how to take action, you can get a hold of BLM in Arizona. You can go to the NRA website, and they have a link. There's also a grassroots workshop in Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, you can contact 800-392-8683. Again, 800-392-8683. That'll get you the NRA-ILA grassroots division. In Arkansas, there was a pro-gun bill that's going to be needing your help. There's several of them. And it's time's running out in the 2009 Arkansas legislative session, and there's still bills that need your help. The session ends this Friday, April 10th, and then it will adjourn. So give a call to your representatives in Arkansas. Do a little research. You can go to NRA ILA, look up what's there, and get a hold of the representatives in Arkansas to try and get those pro-gun bills passed through the state. All right, keeping up here with California, several gun bills are scheduled for a hearing. Three bills affect the Second Amendment freedoms that have been scheduled for hearings in Sacramento. And to learn more about these bills in this action, listen up. Two concealed carry bills introduced in the Golden State. One is Assembly Bill 357. This would make California a shall issue state. Right now, it is a may issue or a mother may I issue. You have to ask your police chief and or your sheriff if you can get a concealed weapons permit in California. Some just randomly say no to everybody, but their friends and, you know, judges or former judges. It's the people that they think should get them. AB 357 would make a uniformed shall issue state as long as you can legally do it. You don't have to show some form of just cause. All you have to do is show, I'm a citizen of the United States of good character. Give me the damn permit. So get a hold of your representatives and have them talk to the folks in the committee for AB 357 in California. AB 1167 has not yet been assigned to a committee. However, it would require that California Department of Justice enter into reciprocity agreements with other states so that permit holders in California can exercise their self-defense rights while traveling. All right? Ammunition registration proposal that we talked about that would was going in front of the Long Beach City Council was withdrawn. I should have announced this last week because it was a bit of a coup on our part. So we want to thank everybody who got a hold of the Long Beach City Council because they simply withdrew that from the schedule. Similar thing happened here in Pahrump, Nevada. There's a town manager. Pahrump is a town. It's not an incorporated city. And we got this new relatively jackass town manager that was hired by the town council, of which just a bunch of inflated egos, to kind of operate the day-to-day business of the town of, you know, 35, 40,000. So he came up with a proposal that we should ban guns at all city-related functions, including town meetings. I'm sorry, town functions and town meetings. That drew the biggest crowd in history at a town council meeting, and they removed it immediately from the schedule. Imagine that. In Connecticut, the micro-stamping bill heard in Hartford, gun owners spoke loudly on Monday, March 16th in Hartford at the hearing on Senate Bill 353, which would require the sale of all semi-automatic handguns equipped with so-called micro-stamping technology. Members of the Joint Committee on Judiciary must vote on it as of, I guess it's last Friday. So I guess we'll look up and see how that went. So we had a lot of people show up for the anti-micro-stamping bill. That is a good deal right there. In Idaho, a workplace protection bill, need your help, and a recently drafted Employer Liability Act would prohibit an employer from banning the lawful storage of firearms in an employee's locked vehicle. This bill is yet to be assigned a bill number, and time is running out for it to pass this session. Please contact the members of the Idaho House of Representatives today, if at all possible, and respectfully urge them to support the Employer Liability Act. That means an employer cannot tell you, cannot have a policy. You can't have a gun in your vehicle on these grounds because that would leave you unarmed and unable to provide self-protection to and from work. A similar bill passed in Utah. They're going throughout the country. So support that in Idaho. Let's see here. In Illinois, great anti-gun state. House Bill 48 was defeated in the House of Representatives, which is a good deal. On Wednesday, March 25th, House Bill 48 was defeated on the House floor by a vote of 55 to 60. Very close. With one state representative voting only present. He decided to take the non-voting way of voting and just not participate. House Bill 48 would have required virtually all private handgun transfers to be processed through a licensed firearms dealer, even those occurring between individuals with state-issued firearms owner identification cards. You actually have to have a state card. Thank you to all those members who contacted their state representatives to help defeat this bill. Without you, this wouldn't have happened. All right? So, another anti-gun bill goes down. On Thursday, March 26th, House Bill 179 in Illinois was voted, 54 to 62. House Bill 179 would have expanded the mandatory firearm storage law. This expansion would have made it a Class A misdemeanor for the firearm owner of a minor without a firearms owner identification card to gain access and use a firearm to cause death or great bodily harm if the minor of that person allowed that to happen. Thanks to all those members who contacted, again, state representatives to defeat the bill. And then here's the other thing, banning guns by zip code in Illinois. House Bill 1966 was amended last week and now calls for a ban on countless semi-automatic pistols, rifles, shotguns, and 50 caliber rifles in targeted zip codes. All six zip codes fall within the city of Chicago. This ban is a blatant infringement on the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens based solely upon where they live. Please contact your state representatives and urge them to oppose House Bill 1966. That is ridiculous. Because you live in this area, you can't have guns. Can you imagine? This is the United States of America that this is going on in. In the state of Illinois. Can you believe this? Ridiculous. In Kansas, the Right to Keep and Bear Arms Amendment passed the House and is going on the 2010 ballot. Now, we reported about this last week. That means that next year, or later this year, November, the good folks of the state of Kansas get a vote that the right to keep and bear arms within that state is an individual right, regardless of what happens at the federal level. Let's say that the Supreme Court decides to reverse their previous decision on D.C. versus Heller, which is a 5-4 vote. If they were to ever reverse that, the people in Kansas don't have to worry about it because their state guarantees it in their constitution. Kentucky, update on a pending pro-gun legislation in the bluegrass state. As reported, the Kentucky legislature was playing party politics with the gun rights of Kentucky residents. Because of that, two pro-gun advancements failed to pass. However, pleased to report that one made it to the desk of the governor and it was signed into law. In Maine, private transfer of firearms under attack in Augusta. LD 985 would require that a federally licensed gun dealer facilitates all sales, transfers, and loans of firearms. Dealers could subject those transactions to a fee that cannot exceed $10. LD 814, among other things, would require that a national instant criminal background check system be performed by federally licensed gun dealers prior to all sales or transfers of firearms at a gun show. So, depending on how you feel on that, get a hold of your representatives in Maine. Maryland, anti-gun, anti-hunting defeated in Maryland. House Bill 1309, we talked about this a week or so ago, was pulled by the Maryland House Environmental Matters Committee. HB 1309 would have arbitrarily expanded the hunting safety zone from 150 yards to 300 yards from any occupied building. So thanks again for contacting the members of the Maryland State House. Let's see. In Minnesota, another gun registration bill was introduced on Thursday, March 5th by State Senator Yvonne Prettner. It's Ron Prettner Salone. She's a hyphen, Prettner Salone. DFL 7 introduced Senate File 1165, and yet another attempt to end private firearms transfers in Minnesota. No action's been taken. SF 1165 is the companion bill to House Bill, the House File 953. And they were designed to not only regulate the sale of firearms at gun shows, but to regulate the sale of firearms between all law-abiding persons across Minnesota. Folks, I got to tell you, the Constitution of the United States guarantees us the right to do with our property as we please when it comes to other people, ourselves and others. We can keep it, we can dispose of it, we can sell it, transfer it, whatever we want with our own property. These are unconstitutional measures. The fact that the ATF would create their own arbitrage, it's not a law, it is a detail within their authority as the regulatory body of firearms, as delegated through law, that they have decided that if guns go from state to state, they've got to go through an FFL, through a gun dealer. Well, that's in violation, direct violation of the Constitution. It's not a law. It's simply a regulation that ATF decided to write up. So does the ATF actually have the legal authority to prevent me in Nevada from selling a gun to you in Missouri? In fact, as the Constitution is written, they do not. They cannot dictate to me or you that we have to go through a gun dealer. That's guaranteed to us in the Constitution. The thing is, it hasn't ever gone to court yet, but the ATF decided that they were going to do this. They say any person, and in fact, they cannot regulate a person because we have rights, they only have powers. Powers are far, far less than a right, and we as American citizens have rights. In Missouri, the annual gun rights rally returns to the capital of Missouri. It's time once again for the annual Missouri Gun Rights Rally Day. Please don't miss that opportunity. For more information, you can go to the NRA website, NRA.org, and check it out. In Montana, self-defense reform bill awaits action by the Senate Judiciary Committee. That would be House Bill 228. NRA backed this self-defense bill and is waiting executive action by Senate Judiciary Committee. It is crucial that NRA members and other gun, pro-gun activists and folks like you and me continue to call the Montana Senate Judiciary Committee and their state senators and urge them to support House Bill 228, which was sponsored by Representative Creighton Kearns, is a broad piece of legislation that provides a number of specific protections for law-abiding citizens. It clarifies and expands the fundamental right of self-defense and protect law-abiding citizens from undue prosecution should they ever have to use a firearm in self-defense. So support that, please. In Nevada, a self-defense bill still needs your help right here in my state of Nevada. Assembly Bill 288, the long-anticipated Castle Doctrine self-defense measures currently awaiting a hearing in the Assembly Judiciary Committee. AB 288, would permit a person who is behaving lawfully to use deadly force in self-defense against someone who is attempting to commit a felony and who is unlawfully, forcefully, and without provocation intruding onto property where the defender has a right to be. The defender would not have to retreat and would be protected from civil liability. That's the big one. This critical legislation could be heard at any time between now and April 10th. We're looking for witnesses to attend this hearing in Carson City in Las Vegas through teleconference if you're available. Please get a hold of your state legislators and ask them to support Assembly Bill 288. Nevada's mentored hunting bill needs your help. As reported, Assembly Bill 246 was heard by the Assembly Natural Resources Committee, but no vote's been taken. AB 246 establishes an apprentice hunting license that allows prospective hunters 12 and older to try their hand at hunting before completing a hunting education course. In New Hampshire, pro-gun reform will be voted on in Concord. House Bill 398 was voted on this week and would, last week, and would repeal RSA, 64413, a state law that mandates a written permission be granted by the chief of police or governing body if one wishes to discharge a firearm in certain areas defined as the compact part of a town. Right? So that would open it up for gun ranges to be put together in New Hampshire. New Mexico, there are three pro-gun bills that fell short in New Mexico as the legislature adjourned. That's unfortunate. In New York, update on the Albany court's attack on ammunition sales. Local law A was tabled in the law committee of the Albany County Legislature and was sent to the county attorney for opinion. Local law A would require that a valid firearms license be shown when purchasing ammunition. The law would also mandate that retailers keep a record of ammunition sales, including the type, caliber, and quantity of the ammunition, the make, model, and serial number of the firearm it's for, as well as the purchaser's name and address. If that's not enough, local law A would also create a secondary method of gun registration for both long guns and handguns. You've got to be kidding me. This is what was just tabled in Long Beach, California, with their city council. North Carolina, NRA is working to introduce the Castle Doctrine. If you like the idea of the Castle Doctrine, get a hold of your state representatives. A little bit more about what's going on with the rest of the country as we sew up the rest of the show when we return from this break. Stay tuned, folks.
Gun control, loved by dictators since 1917. The 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes is back. 1-800-313-9443.
In North Dakota, the state Senate unanimously passed on March 17th House Bill 1389 without any amendments. It went to the governor's desk to be signed. That would allow concealed carry permit holders to carry their firearms in state parks. Previously, that right was denied. There is an additional right to carry reform bill in North Dakota, House Bill 1348. This would allow concealed carry permit holders to carry on university campuses in North Dakota, something that happens in Utah, removing such bills from the list of banned areas. In Texas, the great state of Texas, important pro-gun bill passed the Senate and heads to the House. On Wednesday, March 25th, the state Senate unanimously passed Senate Bill 730, and it will now head to the House side for committee referral. The NRA-backed legislation would permit employees to transport and store lawfully possessed firearms in locked private motor vehicles while parked at work. Again, this is going around the country. Utah. Critical self-defense bill awaits the governor's consideration in Utah. Senate Bill 78. And it would protect your right to lawfully transport and store your firearms in a privately owned locked motor vehicle while parked in publicly accessible parking lots controlled by your employer or a business you frequent. Imagine that. Yet again, it's going around the country. All right, so that's sitting on the governor's desk. In Vermont, here's a legislative update. Numerous firearms-related bills are currently pending action in Montpelier, Vermont. To learn more, you can go to the NRA website and check it out. And from there, you're going to want to get a hold of the representatives in your state and order effort to pass these pro-gun bills. In West Virginia, a bill to fix statewide preemption heads to the Senate floor. Senate Bill 621 was passed earlier this week it was passed last week by the State Judiciary Committee. Senate Bill 621 is a technical cleanup preemption of firearms laws. The city of Martinsburg took it upon themselves to exploit a provision in a section of the statute which they felt authorized them to prohibit the carrying of firearms on all city-owned property. This bill would remove the language being exploited and therefore nullify the Martinsburg ordinance. It was already the determination of the West Virginia legislature to preempt cities, counties, and municipalities from regulating firearms, and this bill would once again provide consistency in that statute. Continuing, in Wisconsin, micro-stamping legislation proposed there. State Senator Spencer Coggs and State Representative Leon Young have introduced a proposal that would ban the sale of all new semi-automatic pistols not equipped with the so-called micro-stamping technology. Blah, 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 blah. While this proposal has not officially been introduced as a bill, supporters are trying to gather co-sponsors. For more information about this attack, get a hold of your state legislatures in Wisconsin today and tell them this is a BS technology that does not exist, and it is nothing more than gun control. Again, it's not about guns, it's about control. How can they control you if you've got guns? They can't, so take them away. Also in Wisconsin, Governor Doyle seeks to triple background check fees in Wisconsin. That is a load of garbage. He wants to go from $8 to $30. Fight that. In Wyoming, please attend the Lincoln Day dinner on... Well, we're a day late in a dollar short.
Bill,
that was last
here tomorrow.
Saturday. Hopefully it worked out. Folks, thanks for sticking with me today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news you can use right here on 2A Radio. You can reach me, Bill, at 2aradio.com.